Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, July 26, 2019. I'm Rich Stravolino. The U.S. Justice Department approved the $26 billion merger of T-Mobile and Sprint. The DOJ approved the deal after Dish reached an agreement to acquire Boost Mobile, Virgin Mobile, Sprint's entire prepaid business, and certain spectrum assets in order to become a viable fourth carrier. Dish will get access to at least 20,000 cell sites and hundreds of retail locations, as well as access to the combined T-Mobile network for 7 years. FCC Chair Ajit Pai previously stated he would not vote to block the deal, but there is still a multi-state lawsuit seeking to block the deal brought by a dozen states' attorneys general. In a bipartisan report, the Senate Intelligence Committee stated that election systems in all 50 U.S. states were targeted by Russia during the 2016 election. The report found no evidence that any votes were changed, but that Russian cyber actors were in a position to delete or change voter data in an Illinois voting database. Some recommendations for future elections were redacted for security reasons, but the report suggested ensuring a paper trail for voting machines and registration systems be kept in place. U.S. presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard is suing Google for $50 million after her campaign was suspended from buying ads for 6 hours following a debate in June. Google told the New York Times its automated systems flag unusual activity like sudden increases in spending. The system triggered a suspension of Gabbard's campaign, and the account was reinstated shortly thereafter. The campaign also believes its emails are being placed in Gmail's spam folders at a disproportionately high rate. Bloomberg reports that, according to sources, Apple's Goldman Sachs-backed credit card will launch as early as the first half of August. Apple previously stated that Apple Card would be out in the summer of 2019 when they originally announced it back in March. iPhone users will be able to sign up for the card in the Wallet app, with built-in support coming for it as part of iOS 12.4. eBay is launching Managed Delivery, an end-to-end fulfillment offering for eBay sellers in the U.S. next year. The company will store seller merchandise in third-party warehouses and give sellers the option to provide free 2-to-3-day shipping. Around 1.5 million packages are sent daily in the U.S. by eBay sellers. Managed Delivery will better brand those packages for the company. WhatsApp confirmed the messaging app now has 400 million monthly active users in India. Facebook had previously announced the app had 250 million users back in 2017. Counterpoint Research estimates India has 450 million smartphone users, although it's worth noting WhatsApp is also available on feature phones running KaiOS. All right, it's earnings season, so let's get it started. Amazon reported it earned $5.22 per share on revenue of $63.4 billion. Analysts had expected revenue of $62.5 billion on earnings of $5.57 per share. Revenue grew 20% on the year. Amazon Web Services grew revenue 37% on the year to $8.38 billion, but missed analyst expectations of $8.5 billion. Amazon's other category, which includes online sales, grew revenue 37% to $3 billion. Physical store revenue, that includes Whole Foods, was flat on the quarter at $4.3 billion, but Amazon said if home delivery and in-store pickup orders were included in the category, they actually go into online sales, it would have grown 5%. Intel reported it earned $1.06 per share on revenue of $16.51 billion. Revenue declined by 3% in the year, but they still beat analyst expectations of $15.7 billion on earnings of 89 cents. On the earnings call, CEO Bob Swan said anxiety over trade uncertainty drove a pull-in of client CPU orders in the quarter. Also on Thursday, Apple confirmed its plans to acquire Intel's smartphone modem business, including intellectual property and 2,200 employees, for a cool $1 billion. Alphabet announced it earned $14.21 per share in Q2 on revenue of $38.94 billion. This beat analysts' expectations of $38.15 billion in revenue on earnings of $11.30 per share. In search, advertising revenue increased 16% to $32.6 billion. Paid clicks increased 28% in the year, while the cost per click on Google properties decreased 11%. Other revenue, which includes cloud and Pixel hardware, generated $6.18 billion in revenue, up 39.5% in the year. On the earnings call, CEO Sundar Pichai said that the cloud unit had reached an $8 billion annual run rate, doubling since February 2018. Other bets revenue, which includes Waymo and Loon, increased 12% to $162 million, but overall it posted a nearly $1 billion operating loss in the quarter. Twitter reported it earned 20 cents per share in Q2 on revenue of $841 million. Analysts had expected $829.1 million in revenue on earnings of 19 cents per share. Revenue increased 18% in the year, while monetizable daily active users grew 14% to 139 million users, including a 10% increase in the U.S. to 29 million monetizable daily active users. This is the first quarter for Twitter to report monetizable daily active users versus the previously used monthly active user metric. The new metric includes anyone logging in that's accessing Twitter on a platform that can show ads. And finally, after Samsung announced the Galaxy Fold will go back on sale in September with hardware improvements, The Verge reached out to T-Mobile and AT&T to see if the carriers would still sell the device. AT&T did not respond definitively, but T-Mobile replied, "T-Mobile will not carry the Galaxy Fold because we already offer customers a wide range of the latest smartphones. Please reach out to Samsung for any further inquiries." For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.